All right, welcome to Masterclass One for our Dream Creator Mastermind. So beautiful to be here with you. I've just been setting everything up to make sure we look okay to record and get going. Beautiful. All right. Welcome to our first class and to this incredible journey. I'm so excited to be here with you. Oh my God, I have such good vibes about this. We are on the verge of such a beautiful, exciting journey over the next 5 months. I've loved starting to see your introduction videos come through. I'm loving your energy, your presence, your courage, your vulnerability, your honesty, your passion. It's just beautiful to see it all flowing through. So thank you to those of you who have shared that so far. So I'm going to be diving into the masterclass today, and let me just give you a little idea of how this is going to work. So these masterclasses run for, I plan for them to run around an hour. Sometimes I do go a little bit over time, depending how many people are on the call and who I'm chatting to and interacting with in the comments, or how much content I have to go through. Sometimes they do go a little bit over time. But I'm going to try to keep them within an hour for you so that they're relatively easy to work through. I run these classes live, and then we put the recordings up on the members site so you can work through it at your own pace. You have 2 weeks to work through each of the classes, so there's not too much pressure on there to rush through it. You can really take your time. And you have a corresponding workbook that comes along with this video class, which is where, you know, there's sort of different content in there a little bit. So the workbooks aren't content heavy. All the content is in the class. So this is where I'm going to be teaching the content for the week. And the workbook is like an extension of the class. It has questions and opportunities for you to reflect and apply what I'm teaching in the class to your own situation. And as I'm running the class, I have up on my screen both the workbook and my notes. So I'll be bouncing between the two to ensure that I'm covering everything and helping touch on anything in the workbook that I think you might need support with, as well as covering all of the content. And is there anything else? I do tend to recommend to work through the masterclass before the workbook. So rather than sort of opening up the workbook and just beginning to get started, I would watch the class first. You can have the workbook open alongside it, but I would say, yeah, work through the class first and then dive into the workbook to take it a little bit deeper and apply it to your own situation. But again, tailor this to whatever works for you. You can find your own little method for how you want to do it. And, you know, as I mentioned in the welcome video as well, you can either type directly into the PDFs, print off the workbooks and handwrite into them, or write the questions out in your own journal, which might seem a little bit like more work, but you might actually find as you're writing in your own journal or notebook that things flow more effortlessly. So again, find your own unique way that you want to work through this coursework based on what works for you. Okay. Where we are kicking off today is with talking about tuning into your heart and clarifying your vision. And this is the beautiful foundational starting point for our journey ahead. When I spoke to all of you on our discovery calls, a lot of what I was doing through that call was really getting you to tap into your heart, to tap into your vision, to share with me what you are passionate about and what you feel inspired and moved to be doing and what your inner calling is. I might have spoken to a lot of you about the idea of having this inner calling, this feeling like something was moving through you and calling at you to materialize it and show up for it and bring it to life and share it with the world. So that's really the foundation of our journey, because for me, the way I'm going to be running the mastermind is the first part of the journey is almost going to be about coming inwards and taking some time to really look within and get our energy in the right place and get anchored into and connected into the energy that we want to be guiding you through this whole journey. And then once we get into more practical steps about how to move forward, you know, we know we're coming at that from that place of your heart and your inner guidance rather than the mind. So it's important that we do this little step back and look within at the start to help you create your vision and get clear on what you want to move towards. So let me just bring up here what I want to talk to you about. And there's going to be a couple of things I'm going to talk about today. So I'm going to be talking about the inner calling, this idea of the inner calling and what this is for you. We're going to be talking about the sort of the energies of head and heart and maybe how they're conflicting, maybe up until this point, how your head has kind of been suppressing your heart and talking you out of what your heart wants to do and convincing you you're not good enough or you can't do it or filling you with fear, whatever it is. And we're also going to be talking about finding clarity on your vision. And I know that all of you will be at different places around that because some of you are at places where you actually do have a fairly clear vision already and you just need some support sort of with how to move towards that. Whereas others of you are actually still in the place of figuring out and clarifying the vision altogether, actually still really clarifying your desires and your dreams and what this is going to look like. So I'll be doing a bit around that towards the second half of the class around finding clarity. And even if you do have clarity, the exercises will help you get even more clarity on your vision. We'll talk about how to find that as well. So let's talk about the inner calling as a starting point. And I love beginning this journey here. Because when I talk about an inner calling, I mean, you can already see my face light up when I talk about it, right? I see it as an inner feeling, a feeling within you that moves through you, a feeling of desire, a feeling of knowing, a feeling of inspiration. And it's a feeling that when you listen to it and you follow it, you feel alive. It brings you joy. It feels expansive. It makes you feel aligned with and connected to who you really are. And I see that inner calling, and you can call it whatever you want. That's just kind of what I like to call it, as a deeper part of you speaking to you. And a deeper part of you can be, again, whatever label you want. Some people like higher self, soul, your intuition, the divine, you know, again, whatever language you kind of want to call it. But it is a deeper part of you, beyond your mind, beyond your sort of human logical self, that is guiding you and showing you what you're ready for and what is next for you. And the reason, you know, so many of us are questioning our desires and ourselves because we're up in our minds sort of feeling like this is something that we've decided we want and then we have to go and figure out how to get it. The way I like to describe it and the perspective I want you to bring to this is it's almost like this has chosen you. It's calling at you. A deeper part of you has shown you what you're now ready for. It is communicating to you through this feeling what is next for you. And so our job is not to feel that, then think about it, then try to create a plan and figure out what we're going to do. It's actually more of a process of surrender, surrendering to that feeling. Acknowledging that feeling, honoring that feeling, trusting that feeling, surrendering to it and saying, okay, guide me, lead me, show me. My job is to honor this and follow it. I don't need to figure out how this is going to happen, when this is going to happen, what this is going to look like. It's like, this is my destiny. I can feel it. And I just have to follow the calling of my destiny and the pull of my destiny. And, you know, I spoke to you a lot on each of you probably on our discovery calls about following the little breadcrumbs and the little steps. It's something I've talked about a lot. But that really is this whole process, is that feeling through this whole journey that we're on together is just going to be showing you moment by moment by moment what you need to do to bring it to life. And that feeling contains all of the information you need about how this is going to come to life. It's like a seed. So when you plant a seed, say for an oak tree, do we have oak trees in Australia? I just have heard this example before about oak trees. Let's use that. You plant a seed for an oak tree in the soil. There is already all of the potential of that oak tree in that little seed. It contains all the information, everything it's going to need to become that tree. It may not look like the tree just yet. You probably look at that seed and think, how on earth is that going to become that big tree? But inside that seed is everything it needs to become what it's destined to become. And that's how I think about the inner calling. It's like a seed has been planted within you. And so that little, you know, that little seed, or if we were to come along and look at the seed and be like, right, we have to figure out how is this seed going to become a tree? And if we were to try to take over and be like, I need to get in control of this process because I can't figure out how that seed is going to become a tree. So I better go in there and try to figure out how to make that happen. It's not how it works. Just like when we feel our little dream seed within us and we go, right, I need to get in charge of this and figure out how this is going to happen. No, you don't. You need to trust that that little seed within you has all of the information within it that you will need to bring it to life. And all you have to do is surrender to it, trust and listen, and then follow whatever step it's going to show you, going to ask you to take as you move forward. I hope that makes sense. And the reason I like that perspective is it takes the pressure off us trying to figure it out. It drops that whole storyline about whether or not we're worthy and deserving or capable of this. You wouldn't feel this if you weren't capable of it. It wouldn't be given to you if you weren't ready for it. It's not going to arrive for you, and then another part of you is going to be like, yeah, but we're not going to tell you how to have it, and you actually can't have it. We're just giving it to you just to tempt you. If you can feel it energetically, it's done. And now the process is just, how do we materialize this in the world around us? And that process is actually a really beautiful, joyful process. None of us need to get too caught up on outcomes just yet. Let's actually enjoy the process of bringing this to life, this beautiful, continual unfolding. Because again, we wig out when we look too much at the outcome, wig out. I hope that makes sense. If people know what that kind of means, it's something I often say, you wig out. But we overwhelm ourselves and we focus too much on the outcome. You don't need to. The actual unfolding of this is so joyful in itself and so beautiful in itself. And let's just enjoy the unfolding of that. The other thing I mention and I touch on in the workbook is I ask you to think about who you're going to become through following this inner calling. Because that's the other thing I believe, is this inner calling you have, this desire, this feeling, is not just about what you're meant to create. It's about who you're meant to become along the way and who this desire is going to allow you and encourage you to become through following it. And I touched on this a little bit in my free training on purpose, because that deeper part of you, you know, a deeper part of you, let's again call it your soul. I hope you guys don't mind me taking this kind of real spiritual, philosophical kind of approach to it, but let's just approach it this way. The purpose of your journey in this lifetime is to grow, is to evolve, is to come into your full potential, to really discover who you are and what you're capable of. And so sometimes that deeper part of you will give you a desire, a dream, a goal. Not because it's so much about achieving it, but because it knows that that is going to be the path of greatest growth for you. That for you to achieve that, you are going to have to grow and transform and move beyond your fears and up-level your mindset and break through your limitations and really discover what you're truly capable of. And so that deeper part of you goes, oh my gosh, this is the perfect desire for her. Because if she can really step up and show up for that, she's going to grow and expand so much. And so much of my intention for this course is not as much about what you create externally, although that's obviously a big part of what we're going to be focusing on, but it's about who you're going to become through this journey, the parts of yourself that you're going to discover and all of the limitations you're going to break through. That's why I love this stuff. And that's why this is such a beautiful, exciting journey to be on. So I ask you in the workbook just to think about what this inner calling is when you remember feeling it or receiving it. What does it feel like to you? I want you to actually start to describe the visceral experience of that desire, that vision, that feeling in your body, in your heart, when you really connect with it. What else do I have? Yeah, I ask you, and this is what I was just talking about, what parts of yourself do you sense that this desire and vision will allow you to express and experience? There are parts of you that are ready to be expressed and embodied. It's almost like they've been laying dormant within you. They've always been a part of who you are. But a lot of you, and I know this from talking to you, a lot of you have been up until this point living in a particular way that perhaps doesn't feel fully in alignment with who you really are, doesn't feel like it's expressing the truth of who you are, doesn't feel like it's giving your real gifts an opportunity to be shared and expressed. So they've been, all this stuff has been laying dormant within you. And through stepping onto this new path, you're going to be allowing these beautiful new parts of you to emerge and be shared and be seen. And you may at the moment feel scared or vulnerable around having those parts of you be seen. But that's, again, the purpose of following this calling is the aliveness you'll feel from setting those parts of you free and no longer having to hide them away. And there'll be a big shift, you know. Again, I watch this a lot in all of the work that I do, is usually there's some form of unraveling that needs to happen. Unraveling of your old self, unraveling of old ways of being, for new parts of you to emerge and for new ways of living to emerge. So the beginning of this journey may feel a little bit like an unraveling, but I do know from talking to a lot of you, the unraveling has already started. There's already been unraveling and deciding, you know, all of you have sort of made a decision. You're ready for things to change. You're ready for life to feel different. You're ready to do different work in the world. And so you've already begun the process of questioning and challenging your old ideas and your old ways of doing things and your old identity. And you're like, that doesn't feel like me anymore. And I can feel this new stuff beginning to stir and bubble within me. And I am ready now to let that be seen and revealed. I also just ask you, and we'll talk about clarity in a minute, but I do get you to look at, you know, what parts of your desire and your vision do you have clarity on at the moment, and what parts do you not have clarity on? And I just want to say here as a starting point, it's so okay if there's a lot of this that you're not clear on just yet. That's actually okay. They're the parts that will be revealed in time. They're the parts that you'll figure out when you need to figure them out. You don't need to have full, complete clarity at the moment. But I think what's important to start with, and this is where I encourage people when they feel confused or overwhelmed, stop focusing on what you don't yet know and what isn't yet clear, and look at what you do know and what is clear. Because if you ask yourself, what am I clear on? What am I certain about? What do I know about what I want, you will find there's quite a bit there. But sometimes we get caught up in stories in our mind of, I don't know, I'm not clear, I'm not sure. And that story keeps us in a pattern of confusion. If we can step out of that and be like, okay, I don't know the full picture yet, but there are some aspects of this that I am clear on. It might just be, I know that this is going to involve helping people. I know that this is going to involve working for myself. I know that this is going to involve working with people of this age group, or it's going to involve coaching or yoga or health or spirituality. I know that. So even if it's broad, start with what you do know and what you do have clarity on. I know that I want it to feel like this. I know that there's definitely, you know, writing is something I want to be putting out there, or a podcast, or I really love video. I want to do video stuff to share my messages. So start with what you do know, and that will help you feel like you've got a good foundation, rather than immediately focusing on what you don't yet know, because that will be revealed in time. I truly do really feel that if we don't know something yet, it's because we're not meant to know it. And in the moment that we need to know it, it will be revealed to us. And, you know, we want all the information in advance, don't we? And it's funny, because if in this moment you don't actually have to make a particular decision about something, then you really don't need that information right now, do you? And in the moment that any particular decision needs to be made about something, you have to trust that that information will be there in the moment that you need it to make that choice. And sometimes we're not shown everything yet, because if we could see it all now, we'd start taking action on it, and maybe we're not meant to take action on it just yet. Maybe there's some more things that need to unfold. So sometimes it's good, actually, when we can't see the whole picture, because it means we're not going to rush ahead and try to force and control things. We're shown what we need to see in the moment that we need to act on it. And anything that you can't see yet, you're not meant to see it yet. We really need to trust that. That's so important. All right. Where am I up to? So I truly do feel that your desires have chosen you. And I want you to think about, how does it feel to feel that they've chosen you? It's really beautiful. And that you will just have to surrender to that and follow that. And that this is all happening because ultimately the inner calling is to live more authentically, more in your potential, more as your true self, more fully self-expressed. And there's a part of you that asked for that. And then here's your answer. And now you're here. You're here. So it's perfect and it's beautiful. And I love it. So the inner calling is, let me see what I've got here. As I said, it's something that chooses you. And it's the type of thing, have you ever tried to ignore your inner calling or run away from it? Have you ever had it like, you know, hit you like this realization, this feeling, and then you try to talk yourself out of it and pretend you don't really want it and pretend you're actually happy with where you are, but it always comes back and taps you on the shoulder, doesn't it? It's actually something you can't ever turn off or run away from. Once you find it, you kind of have no choice but to act on it. It doesn't come anywhere from energies of need to and have to and should and obligation. If you're ever noticing yourself feeling like you need to live from what you have to do, what will make money, what will bring security, what will make other people happy, what will allow you to conform in society, that's not your inner calling. That's your mind. That's all your programming from your head. There's usually a feeling of aliveness that comes from your inner calling. And your inner calling, as I touched on, is it gives an opportunity for your authentic self to be expressed. So when we're living from our mind, we're usually living in this set identity of who we think we should be and who we've learned to be. Your inner calling asks you and will encourage you to step into your authentic self. Your authentic self will be revealed through the process of following it. It usually does, although not always, but for everyone in this community, it involves some element of being of service, usually. The desire to contribute, to help, to teach, to uplift, to solve a problem, to inspire, to move people. There's usually that element of serving in some way. So we both get to feel and receive the aliveness of living that and who we become, but then it has this beautiful byproduct of being of really serving the planet and others at the same time. It's feeling-based rather than thinking-based. It is heart-based rather than head-based. It is guided by your intuition and your soul, not your ego self. It has a sense of feelings of purpose and passion and meaning behind it for you. And it will very often, and I touched on this in our discovery calls too, it will very often be linked into your own personal journey. It will feel like as a result of the journey you've walked, you've gained life experience, wisdom, skills, and that forms the foundation of now what you're here to do. I hear that time and time again, and I really say that to people that so often your journey becomes really, you know, your biggest learnings, your biggest experiences become what you're here to teach. They qualify you. And that's how we break out of that story of who am I to teach this? And I don't know enough. And how will I stand out? And I don't have the skills or the knowledge. You don't need to. Yes, we can all do trainings and get our certifications and things, 100%. That's really valuable. But what qualifies you is the journey that you've walked, is everything that you've learned, is the wisdom that you've gained. No one can walk the journey that you've walked. No one can gain the learnings from that in the way that you can. No one will have wisdom anchored within them as a result of that life experience like you will. And if you have gone on a journey and you've gone from A to B and you've changed in some way, then what has happened here can become your teachings. That's what qualifies you and makes you more than enough to teach that work and share that work if you have embodied it and shifted as a result of the journey that you've walked. So your job is just to say yes. And I want you to take a moment to do this. Hand on heart, say yes. Say yes to your inner calling. Say yes to this feeling. Say yes to the energy that's moving through you. Say yes to what you know you are ready for and destined for. Even if you don't know how it's going to happen, even if you're terrified, even if it feels overwhelming, no matter what, even if you're like there'll be financial repercussions, I want you in this moment to make a wholehearted decision that you are ready to follow this feeling, that you are committed to following this feeling, that you're going to show up for it. And that's why you're here. You wouldn't have invested in this program if you weren't ready. But I just want you in this moment to really feel that every cell of your body is saying yes, wholeheartedly, committed, ready. Ready to listen, ready to follow the guidance, ready to show up. And the thing is as well, sometimes people are like, you know, the path isn't appearing. I don't know. I don't have the clarity. The steps aren't there. I don't know what to do. And often I'm like, well, have you made a wholehearted decision to follow it yet? Because until you've made a wholehearted decision, why would life show you how to do it? So we're not going to show her how to do it. She hasn't even decided if she's going to do it yet. So sometimes we need to check in and really ask ourselves, have I decided that I'm ready to do this and do whatever it takes? And then life goes, okay, beautiful. She's committed. Here's the next step. And sometimes we get tested as well. Sometimes we won't get the next step right away, or we'll take a step and something will fall apart or go wrong or not work out how we want it. And life is like, okay, let's see how committed she is. If we make it a little bit difficult, is she going to give up? Or is she going to stay committed to her decision to follow this? And will she show us, look, this is a little bit of a universal test, will she show us that she's going to move forward and bring this to life no matter what? So a huge part of this journey is going to be about no longer living from our heads and beginning to live from our heart, letting this feeling guide you above all else. Because I think what has been happening up until this point for many of you is that your mind has been the dominant force, and all of these stories, which we're going to unpack over the next couple of classes, fears, self-doubt, questioning yourself, worrying what other people will think of you, do I have enough to share, that has become the dominant energy. And when we give all our power to our mind and we believe it, it will stop us right in our tracks, because that voice will often tell us all the reasons why we can't do it. So what actually is going to need to happen on this journey is kind of like this. So rather than the head being the dominant energy suppressing the heart, we're going to need to make the what am I doing with my hands? The heart, the dominant energy, and the mind almost becomes the servant. So the heart, the inner calling, the feeling within you is the energy that will guide you now. She is your compass. She is your guiding force. And the mind is now just the tool, like the servant to the heart. It says, okay, beautiful. Well, what do you need me to do? What can I help set up for you? What steps can we take? Do we need to create a plan? What do we need to do to bring this to life? The heart becomes the servant. Okay, so then the heart fuels the mind as well with its loving-based thinking. The heart fuels the mind with thoughts of, you've got this, you can do this, I believe in you, I love you, you are worthy, you are deserving, you are wise, you are talented. That's the type of self-talk we're going to need. And that's the type of self-talk that comes from your heart energy, unconditional love. So that all of the mind stuff is that old programming, you know, the over the years, all the things you've learned about yourself of who you should be and what gets you love and what makes you good enough and what gets you everyone else's approval. We're going to be unraveling that, but this is going to be a big journey of taking our power out of that, because it's impossible for you to truly follow your inner calling if all of those stories have so much power and if you're really believing them to be the truth about you. So we've got to start to listen in to the heart, listen into our feelings. This is such beautiful feminine work. I've been teaching feminine work a lot lately. You know, the heart really is this beautiful feminine force of unconditional love and desire. And she is, oh, she's expansive and beautiful and joyful. And, oh, and we can let her lead us. Life becomes so delicious. You know, it's so abundant. She's infinite potential. She can create anything. So we've got to start to make her our most important and powerful guiding force. So let's just do a little connection with her at the moment. Actually, before I do that, let me just check. What do I ask you about heart energy in the workbook? Okay, that's all right. I actually want you, as we're tuning into the heart, let's also tune into your deeper inner guidance, because all of this is guidance that comes through the body. When we're up in our head, we're living from that very limited, logical mind. When we come into the body, we're accessing deeper wisdom and deeper guidance that can awaken so much more and create brand new possibilities we've never experienced before. So this might start to have to become a regular practice for you, this tuning into a deeper form of wisdom, deeper feelings. And let's just take a couple of moments just to connect in. Breathe into your heart energy. Put your hands over the space of your heart. Let's find this energy that we've been talking about so far. This inner knowing, this inner desire, this inner calling. This yearning for more, more joy, more aliveness, more authenticity, more freedom, more expression, more creativity. This feeling of your destiny, of who you know you're here to be and what you know you're ready to do. Your gifts, your wisdom, your talents. Your passion, your purpose, your why. Why you want to do this, why this means so much to you. Feel that energy in your body. What does it feel like? What do you feel? What do you sense? What do you hear? My heart just did a little flip when I said that. What does it say to you? What vision does it give you about what you're capable of and what's possible for you? Think of the highest vision that when you imagine it, it brings you the most joy you can imagine. It makes you smile. It makes your cheeks sparkle and tingle. Imagine letting this energy guide everything, guide your choices, guide your decisions, guide the way that you think, guide the way that you see yourself, guide the way you move through this journey and through your life. Feel the support of this energy within you. Feel the loving encouragement that it has for you, how deeply it believes in you, how it will never question you and never doubt you. It will always be here saying, yes, sweetheart, keep going. You've got this. You can do this. Feel that. And I ask you here to answer this question when you speak to your heart and inner guidance and say, dear heart and inner guidance, is there anything that you want me to know about my purpose, my desires, and my vision? Spend some time tuning into that energy and then literally just put pen to paper and write. Don't even think. Pen to paper, write. Let that energy flow right through your hand onto the page. And then ask, what are some steps that I can take to begin to move me closer to this? Anything, anything that flows through. Just let that energy from your heart move through your arm and write. Let it flow into the page. You might also then go into this visioning exercise about your ideal day. What is an ideal day in your dream life? What does that look like? What would that feel like? What would you be doing? I remember when I was first imagining my ideal kind of day. I remember the life coach I was working with asking me about this. And at that time, you know, I would spend my spare time devouring self-help books and nutrition books and yoga and meditation. Like, I loved it. And I remember thinking, if I could spend every single day just learning and practicing this stuff and applying this stuff and teaching this stuff, that would be the ultimate. And at the time I was like, how would that even be possible? How would I be able to build a life where I could spend every day being immersed in this work, both teaching and studying and learning, sorry, both studying and learning, but then also teaching and sharing. And I was also very creative. So I love creating resources, which is why I run so many online programs, because I love making workbooks and I love designing coursework and structuring out a program and taking a concept like self-love. And I'm like, cool, how do we teach that? You know, I'm a teacher. I trained as a primary school teacher. I love teaching. I love taking a concept and figuring out how to teach it in a really beautiful, inspiring, practical way. That brings me joy. And I also knew that I wanted my days to be able to unfold based on how I was feeling. So rather than needing to get up and be somewhere, to be able to have space and room to do my morning practice, to tune into how I feel and let every day be guided by how I wanted to feel and what felt good to me that day and what I needed. And that was like my ideal day. And you might go more specific or you might go more broad, but really just imagine, how do you want to start your day? What would you love to spend your day doing? And how would you love to wrap up your day? And just play around with that. Let yourself imagine and dream in that really creative, childlike way. You know, our imagination is this phenomenal tool for us to access that allows us to step outside of logic and, you know, everything we've ever seen with our eyes and dream up brand new possibilities. And you're going to have to really believe in your imagination and that your imagination is a creative tool. Because I'm going to be asking you to dream up things that maybe you've never lived before or seen before, and to believe in them because you can see them in your mind's eye. Isn't there that saying, see it in your mind and then you'll hold it in your hand? So we have to see it in our mind first. We have to be able to imagine it and feel it. And when we do that, it already exists energetically. Just because you can't see it in tangible reality doesn't mean it doesn't exist yet. It exists on the energetic idea plane, the plane of ideas and thoughts, and that's still one level of creation. We've just got this process now of then how we bring it down into the material plane around us. But every time you get in there in your imagination, if you can feel it in your body, it's already real. You have to be able to feel something and experience it energetically before you can materialize it physically. So really let yourself dream and play in your imagination, and don't let that little skeptical voice in your mind be like, oh, well, you're in fantasy land. It all has to start off as a fantasy and then we make it a reality. So let yourself play in that space. Okay, let's talk about finding clarity. Let me see what else I've got here that I want to dive into. Oh, you know, this is how I know I'm on purpose. Because literally, like, the joy, if you could see my little cheeks, they are just like popping with joy. I am in so much joy. Like, I love teaching this work. And, you know, that's what I know for me is my joy. And right now, you know, I'm not necessarily getting any validation or feedback around the impact I'm making. Because, you know, so often we get caught up in like, is this good enough? Is this working? I just know right now in my own body, like, I'm so alive. And that's how I know I'm on my path. And that's what's really important to me in terms of always doing what creates that feeling for me. Okay, let me look at my notes. Yeah, I think I want to move on to talking about clarity right now. So clarity comes from your heart, true clarity. And there was a post I did on Instagram not too long ago that a lot of people resonated with, where I said clarity comes from creating space. So it depends really where you want to find clarity from. We can all find clarity in our mind if we sit down and we think and run it all out and we analyze it and we do pros and cons lists and think about it. You know, you can eventually come up with clarity in your mind. But the clarity we want to access comes from creating space, listening, feeling, and allowing your inner guidance to move through you and communicate to you which it can only do when there is space, right? Because if the mind is full of thinking, it's cluttering up all the space and there's no room for your inner guidance to be heard. So this, Frank agrees with me before and it's kind of just, it was getting a bit, anyway, we need to go into that. We need the space so that that quieter, softer, beautiful little whisper of your inner guidance can be heard. So that's the type of clarity we want to find. And I want you to think about, like, maybe actually you had the feeling when you joined the mastermind, or maybe you've had the feeling before, but do you know the difference between the clarity you feel as an inner knowing and the clarity that comes from up here? Do you know the difference? And usually the one that comes from up here is like something really makes sense. Sometimes the clarity we have in here, it doesn't always make sense, but we know it. So let's get on to talking about that. So what I've started doing here is asking you some questions that might help you find further clarity if there's still things you are clarifying around what exactly you want to do. I know some of you are quite multi-passionate and you feel there's a lot of different avenues and directions with where you could start and what you could focus on, and that can feel really overwhelming. And maybe there's some clarity around, well, what actually is the exact area I kind of want to channel my energy into, and how do I know this is really the right area for me? So I do want to say that you'll be finding clarity through this entire journey. This first class isn't your only opportunity to find clarity, so don't feel like you have to have it all figured out today. This whole experience is about finding clarity, and clarity will continue to unfold in every single class for you. And it's okay if there's only certain pieces of the puzzle you can see at the moment. More of them will be revealed as we move through. Clarity isn't everything, and sometimes we do feel like we have to be completely clear before we can move ahead. But so much of this journey that we're going to be on will involve a lot of unknown and a lot of uncertainty at different points. And that's okay. And that's got to be okay. Because if we think we have to have it all figured out and know all the answers before we can move forward, we won't ever move forward. And so sometimes we might be needing to move forward when we have a little bit of clarity, but there's a lot of unknown. And we just find that courage to step into the unknown and trust. So you don't have to be fully clear on anything to be able to move forward in this journey or move forward on your dreams. I actually find sometimes clarity comes after the fact. You know, I've had this with different things that I've created and launched in my business, where sometimes I think it's what I want, or it's the right thing to do, or sometimes I think it's what my inner guidance is telling me, but then I take the step and I get feedback. Feedback in the form of how it felt to do it, feedback from my audience, feedback on, you know, how well it went, feedback on what really resonated. And then that gives me further clarity. So there might sometimes be risks involved in finding clarity. I've had to take so many risks throughout my business, sometimes just throwing something out there and being like, I don't know, let's see how that goes. And then from doing it, it gives me more clarity. An example is on my podcast when I think it was last year, I began sharing channeled guidance, which was very new for me. And I had the feeling and desire to put those pieces of channeled guidance on the podcast, but I had no idea how that was going to go. And I didn't know if people were going to like it. I didn't know what was going to happen, but I had the feeling and I followed it. And through taking that step, I then got more clarity. The clarity was, one, I felt really great actually, because I kind of set myself free from the fear. And I was like, I'm willing just to let all aspects of me be seen and I'm not afraid of judgment. But then I got beautiful feedback in return, with a lot of times people saying it was their favorite part of the episode was the little channel piece. And like, I've re-listened to it like five times, Connie, and I was like, oh, great. That gave me more clarity that what I was feeling was on point and I could trust it. So, yeah, you don't always have to have the complete clarity before you begin, and we probably will need to be stepping into the unknown and taking risks throughout this whole journey. I think that's going to be part of it. But look, there's a few things I take you through, particularly if where you're working now or the work you're doing isn't, say, your true passion and purpose, and you feel like there's something else you want to step into. You know, these questions ask you around, like, you know, what parts of your current work fulfill you the most? What's lacking or missing in your current work situation? Where outside of work do you feel the most inspired and fulfilled? All of these things will help you sort of be able to extract information to be like, oh, okay, I know that I'm most fulfilled when I'm helping people. You know, when I'm in conversation with my team members or my staff, when I'm sort of giving them guidance. What's missing is that the stuff I'm guiding them on isn't actually my passion. And the conversations I'm having actually feel kind of out of alignment with what I really value, for example. You know, outside of work, the time I feel most inspired is when I'm immersed in all my, you know, my spiritual work, my personal development work, when I'm reading my books, when I'm in yoga class. You know, so they're all the things that give you information just to reflect on. I also ask you, when in your life have you felt most on purpose? What are you most passionate about? What do you think that you're here to contribute to the world? And I know from talking to each of you on the Discovery Call that some of you may already know this stuff, but understand every time you put pen to paper and write it down, it solidifies it more. So I would encourage you to really be willing just to dive in and answer all of the questions as part of, I think it will help give you further clarity. Okay, a couple of things. If you are someone who feels really multi-passionate and you actually feel like there could be a lot of different things that are pulling for your attention at the moment, and maybe that feels a little bit overwhelming, and I did mention this in my free purpose training, sometimes we just need to pick one starting point because we can't do it all at once, and it probably will all eventually happen in time. But it's okay to pick one starting point and then expand off that later on. So, you know, when I very first started, I focused on life coaching. But from there, I've gone into podcasting and online courses and obviously mentoring women on their dreams and all these different things that I now do. And I've seen other people in my industry do it who started off maybe as a health coach and then they, again, went into doing like essential oils or yoga or running workshops or training people in their business as well. So sometimes we just need to choose one starting point, a starting point that will give us the platform to begin from. And don't get too caught up on what that starting point is. Just feel for, at the moment, whatever step or idea is pulling at you the most. If you are someone that is multi-passionate and has a lot of ideas, what you might like to do is write them all out on a piece of paper. You could even write them all out on a page and then rip them up so you've got them all in little individual circles or squares. So little separate bits of paper all with the various things you might want to do on it. And then look at all these little bits of paper, or you just put it on one page and sit with each of them and just breathe into your body and notice how your body responds. And when you feel like when something is pulling at you, you will feel like a visceral pull to it. You will get that, oh, I'd love to do that. That feels good. That feels exciting. That feels inspiring. And feel for the one, even if it's not the one that makes most sense, feel for the one where there's a real energy around it for you. That can be a beautiful starting point. You know, an example of this for me was back in, what month was it? April, I think. I had decided I was going to run my online course, Slow Down and Tune In. I decided at the start of the year that in April I was going to run that course. And it came into the time to prepare that course and I was just like, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling inspired. I'm not feeling like I want to run that course at the moment. And logically, that didn't make sense. I mean, the course was there, created. People were asking for it. And logically, it made sense to launch that program. But when I tuned into my feeling was saying, no, Connie, this feminine work that you're doing, this is really powerful. This is exactly what you're working on at the moment. And if you were to teach that, it would help you embody it even more. So I wrote a whole new course in April. I was suddenly like, oh my God, I'm writing a whole new course. And this doesn't make sense because it's a lot more work. And I don't even know if people want this conversation from me at the moment, but the feeling was just like, this is what you need to do. And so in that moment, I followed the feeling over what made sense. And I launched that course, Divine Femme, which I've loved hosting. So really, when you're trying to find clarity on things, really notice how your body responds to everything rather than what is the step that makes the most sense. If you're feeling overwhelmed, first of all, just come back into the present moment, because overwhelm is usually we're thinking too far into the future. Sometimes if we're caught in stuff from the past, but usually overwhelm is we're thinking too far ahead. We're trying to figure out details that just don't need to be figured out yet. We are not clear on our priorities. So if you're feeling overwhelmed as well, prioritizing things is really, really helpful, because sometimes we feel like it's all a priority and we need to do it all at the one time, which is actually impossible to do. So you want to come back into this present moment, take a breath into your body, ground your feet on the floor, and make sure you're here. Make sure you're not off somewhere in the future. Be here. And again, maybe write out all the things that are on your mind at the moment. That your mind is saying you should do this and you should do that and you could do that. And what about this? You need to figure that out. Either. Your mind's going everywhere. Maybe you write them all down. You could, if you work well with priorities, you could prioritize them. You could be like, okay, let me number them in terms of what feels like the biggest priority at the moment. And your priorities might be based on what will move me forward the most. What is the most effective sort of step for moving me forward? Your priorities might be which one of these lights me up the most. Which one of these actually has a time deadline on it and really needs to get out now, like I really have to focus on it. And you can sort of prioritize them in that way. Or like I said, you can just feel for which one is pulling at you, which one inspires you and excites you and moves you into action. Or sometimes it's actually, which one am I procrastinating on the most? Which one is the one I really don't want to do, but actually really needs my attention the most? And sometimes that's the one you've got to step towards. But in this moment, you can only do one thing. So just remind yourself one thing at a time. It will all eventually get done, but in this moment, you can only do one thing at a time, and you'll be your most effective and efficient if you are focusing on one thing at a time and focusing on the thing that is feeling like it's needing your focus the most. If any of you are feeling a little bit confused around any of that, always come into the Facebook group, ask questions, and I can kind of, you know, pick up on things intuitively for you, and we can bounce ideas off, and I can help you with anything that's coming up around that. Also look at, is there anything you can let go of if you are feeling overwhelmed? Because sometimes we're just putting way too much on our plate. We're saying yes to too many things. We're trying to do too many things. And we've got things on there that are obligations and shoulds rather than things we genuinely want to do. So maybe there are things you can actually take off your plate and say no to and let go of. Maybe you need to simplify a little bit. And coming into this journey may initially be a bit of a simplification kind of process. It's like, all right, I need to clear some space here. All this stuff that's going on, and make some room for what I truly want to be focusing on. Let's see. I just had a hot water bottle on my back and it's making me really hot now. All right, let's see. So finally, let's talk about your vision. This is the last little piece here. I did jump around that to a little bit before, but let me talk about the vision now. I think I've touched on all of this. I'm just looking at my notes. Let's actually just do a little bit of a visioning together right now. Because in the, where is it in the workbook? In the homework ideas, and I do have this at the back of every workbook, is some homework ideas. I talk about creating a vision board or a vision book. I talk about writing a desire script, doing daily heart connection, and also Q&A journaling with your inner guidance. But let's talk about the first two. A vision board or a vision book was so helpful for me on my journey. I mean, I'm a very visual person, but they can be a really beautiful way, if you don't have exact specifics about your vision, to just pull together images or words, things you cut out of magazines, things you print off online that represent the energy of perhaps the lifestyle you want to live, the type of work you want to be doing. You want that vision board to be emotive, to really create an emotion and a feeling for you when you look at it, and keep that somewhere nearby where it can remind you of the energy of what you're wanting to create. You know, years ago, and I think I've shared this before, but maybe, I mean, it's in my cupboard, but I could show you it at some point, my vision book. I had a whole big like A3 scrapbook of life coaching, a woman who was running a life coaching business. And this is when I was working in a day job. You know, I wasn't even a coach. I wasn't doing anything. But this book was like, you know, I would cut out any personal development teachers that I loved. I would cut out photos of people with their books and I'd be like, I'm a published author. I would write out little statements. Yeah, like I run a life coaching business. I'm a certified life coach. I made up a fake life coaching certificate. I made it like a Word document and I typed up and I was like, Connie is a life coach, and it was a life coach certification, like a fake certificate that I made, and I stuck it in there. And I would, what else did I have in there? Anything about, yeah, this kind of industry. And I stuck it all in, and I had actually had like a magazine cover, which I cut my face out of a photo and stuck it on like I was on the cover of a magazine. And I have been featured in magazines. And this was all just about me really owning my vision and letting myself get creative and imaginative and let it go as big as I wanted it to go. So that might be a nice thing to play around with. And I also find this idea of life scripting really powerful. I've said here in the back of the workbook, you know, you can start it by writing the present tense. It is now, and I've got here January 1st, 2020, and I am or I have. I would perhaps move that date. I would actually like to update that to be like this time next year. Like it is July 1st, for example, 2020. Give yourself a year maybe rather than 6 months when you're visioning, because it just gives you a little bit more time to materialize it. And you can write out in the present tense, almost imagining like it was here, you were living it. What's going on? What do you see? What does life look like? What are you doing? I've done this exercise so many times and it really helps with manifesting. I used to do this with, you know, wanting to create my business. It is now, you know, whatever the date is. And Connie is a certified life coach. She has a full load of coaching clients and is making this amount of money. And every day, or actually not she, I could say Connie is, or I could say I am. It is now. And I am a certified life coach and I work full time for myself, coaching women all around the world. And every day I spend my days having conversations with women around this, around self-love, around self-care, around self-empowerment. Every day I'm feeling joy and aliveness. I have the freedom to work for myself. Sometimes I duck down to the beach and go for a swim in the middle of the day. I'm making this amount of money. I'm also working on online courses, and 2 days a week I sit down and I create content for my online courses, and I would just describe exactly what I wanted to be living. And you write that out like a script and you read that. You can even stick that up next to your vision board. Read that over and over and over, and you are programming your brain into believing that that is true, and then it will help bring you all of the ideas and the steps that you need to materialize it. And I'd also love to encourage you to be going in to your heart, to into your body, really creating whatever type of vision you can around what this might look like. Again, if you don't have specifics, just go with the general feeling and essence of what this is like, what your life is like, your lifestyle, your days, how you feel, who you get to be, the type of work you get to do. Spend time each day connecting with that, imagining that, playing in that space, feeling the feeling of it, making it real inside of you. And then you can write to your inner guidance. And I've done this a lot as well, as, all right, inner guidance, show me one step. What can I do today to bring this to life? What's one thing I need to know about this to help me materialize it? Show me. Show me what I need to do. Show me what I need to know. Show me what step to take. And if you actually ask an open-ended question to your inner guidance, you'd be amazed if you put pen to paper just what starts to flow through. Don't judge what flows out, just write and write and write and write and see what comes. And you'll be amazed how much information can come inside of you for yourself to support you to have what you want. I really want to encourage you to dream big. And I know everyone says that, but let yourself dream as big as you want. Get as unrealistic as you want. Don't make this small and realistic, you know, and practical and logical. Just let yourself dream big, just simply because it will really expand your energy and get you tapping into that feeling of infinite possibility. You know, they say like, reach for the stars and even if you miss, you'll land amongst the clouds. Is that what it is? Something like that. It's kind of like, you know, reach as high as you can go. And even if you don't fully reach it, it's still going to be pretty good because you aimed pretty high, versus lowering it so, you know, making it so practical and realistic that even when we get it, it doesn't even feel that great. And it's not inspiring anyway. So like I said, with the clarity, work through that in the workbook. Focus on what you do know and what you do have clarity on at the moment, trusting that other pieces of the puzzle will drop in as needed and when they're supposed to drop in. Really trust your heart and really trust what you feel, and come out of this class today with that wholehearted decision that you have made to show up for this no matter what and to do this no matter what. You have decided that that's it. I am 2 feet in. I am on this path. I don't care how long it takes me. I'm going to materialize this because this is what I'm ready for and this is what I'm destined for. I think that, I'm just looking through my notes. I think that is everything I wanted to cover with you today. Let me see if there's anything else. No, I think that's a lot for our first class. So, Jen, I know you're here with me live. Let me know, what are you feeling? What's been your biggest takeaway from the class today? I'd love to hear from you. So this is really like our first foundational class to begin the journey, to begin to find the clarity, to anchor into this inner knowing and this inner calling, to own what it's telling you, to trust it, to surrender to it, to really begin to realize we've got to bring the mind down to be the servant, and we can't keep letting all of those limiting stories overtake us and hold us back. And if there is things like fears, limiting beliefs, all that stuff coming up, we're going to work through that in the coming classes. If there's anything you're still finding clarity on, again, please come into the Facebook group at any time. That is a free space for you to be posting things, sharing things, come in and talk about, you know, what you a takeaway from the class and maybe anything you want help on. Share an idea and be like, Connie, can you help me like nut this out a little bit? Like, that community is there for you to get everything you're going to need. Jen says, my takeaway is to really work on my clarity and spend time doing it. I'm so excited for the visioning work as well. My pleasure, love. Beautiful. Obviously there's been beautiful clarity already coming through in your introductory videos. Your welcome video. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Thanks, Mercury retrograde. You know, I think what I'm saying. But the clarity will continue to unfold and begin to think about from this class your beginning steps. I do ask you at the end of every workbook, I think, do I? Yeah. At the end of every workbook, I ask you for your action step list. Not that I ask you, but I ask you to work on it. I don't ask for it. And that's you just to map out, you know, what are some steps I'm going to take from this class? And I would love to encourage you after every class to be taking some components of it, the ones that jump out the most to you, and actually getting into action around them. Taking a couple of steps, applying a couple of the things, you know, working on a couple of the exercises. Because I did say this to a few people on discovery calls, I'm going to give the same content to all of you. All of you will watch the same masterclass and get the same workbook, and you'll get the same presence and energy from me on the group coaching calls. What happens in between all of that is up to you. And that will determine what you get from this program, and that will determine where you end up at the end of the year. So the way that you take what we talk about, apply it, work through it, take steps on it, is going to determine really how much progress you can make over the next 5 months. Please draw on me as much as you need. You have 5 months of access to me, and I am here for you 100%. So use me as whatever, in any way that you need, to ask questions, to get support, to get clarity, all of it. And use your community as well. You've got a beautiful, like-minded group of people who are on the same journey. And how beautiful is that? We've got this amazing, safe space to all honor and show up for our dreams and share them, knowing that there's no judgment, there's complete support. How beautiful is that? So let's make the most of it. Love this class, and I love you all so much already. I will upload this class to the masterclasses site, and you'll be able to work through it. And please do come in and share your takeaways, insights, learnings, action steps from the class in our group so that we can all support you. Sending you all so much love. I'm so excited to get started, and I will talk to you all soon. Bye. Thanks, Jen. Thank you for being here. I'm so glad you loved that first class. See you all soon, loves.